Commissioned in 1892 by Cornelius Vanderbilt II, construction began the following year and was completed 3 years later in 1895. Upon its completion, the Breakers became the largest and arguably the most majestic of all Newport summer homes. But the mansion that you see today was not the original structure on the property. Vanderbilt purchased the property at 44 Ochre Point in 1885 from Pierre Lorillard IV of the Lorillard Tobacco Company. Remember the home we saw previously, Vinland Estate, was also owned by a Lorillard, Catherine Lorillard Wolfe, who was Pierre's cousin. Vanderbilt paid $450,000, or $13 million in today's dollars, for the property. The original home, also called the Breakers, was a bit more modest than the current mansion, but even so, it was considered to be the most admired estate in Newport. But as was the unfortunate case for many large buildings of the area, it was destroyed by fire in 1892. However, Vanderbilt was not to be discouraged and built a larger, more splendid mansion in its place. He gave specific instructions to the architects to make his new home as fire-resistant as possible. To that end, no wood is used in the structural components. He even had the boiler located underground and away from the house under the front lawn. With a footprint that covers roughly 1 acre and 70 rooms of living space, the new Breakers put to rest any doubts about who owned the grandest home in Newport.